Hello, welcome to another episode of Scientology Fair Game, the podcast. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Lee.
Mikey.
Lee.
Mike,
when you
we
call
have a
me
very...
Mike, when you call me Mike, I call you Leah. When you call me Mikey, I call you Lily.
Yes, I caught on to that. I don't like actually calling you Mike.
Mikey Mouse.
And that's my mom, everybody.
Welcome, Vicky.
Vicky Marshall, to the podcast. Hello, Mother.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, the reason we wanted to talk to you, Mom, is because today we're talking about the OT levels, the upper levels, confidential levels of Scientology.
The what?
The upper levels
I'm
of
kidding.
Scientology.
I'm only kidding.
Okay. So, Mike, where would you like to begin?
Well, this is an extension of the episodes that we already did with Bruce Hines,
yeah,
where we sort of did a deep dive into the lower levels of the bridge and what do they consist of and sort of the weirdities that come along with them. So we figured we'd go now and finish off this deep dive into the bridge with the OT levels. And who better to talk to us about that than your lovely mother, who attained the level of OT8, which is the highest level OT level available in Scientology, though it's not the highest level promised to be available.
Right.
But it's the one that the last one that you can actually pay for and get. And I think
at one point, Mike, though, that was the top of the bridge. Like a Scientologist at that point could be like, whew, finally achieved the top of the bridge, OT8, right? After spending their whole life in it, giving up their time, their money, everything to attain this. Sorry, Mom, go ahead.
No, I was going to say when I first got in the 70s, wasn't it OT8 was the top of the bridge, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
No, absolutely. It wasn't until after Hubbard died in 1986 and that infamous event with David Miscavige and Pat Broker, where they talked about how Hubbard had done all this further research into these OT levels that would be released in the future, and that they went up to OT level 25, and that these things are these incredible things that he'd been researching on his deathbed, and that at some point they would come out, and now not one of them in the intervening, how many years it is, 35 years since he died, has ever appeared, because they really didn't exist in the first place. They're just more of the promised carrot of Scientology. Look, if you don't get what we promise you now, there's something coming in the future that will give it to you.
Right.
So hang on. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Yeah, but, you know, people like my mother, who she said, like, got into Scientology in the 70s, you know, dedicated her life, like all Scientologists, right? She wasn't an extreme Scientologist. She was a Scientologist. And being a Scientologist means all day, every day, living below your means to pay for Scientology, to work for Scientology. And so, you know.
And leaving your kids behind.
Right. I mean, I mean, it's just. Your life is Scientology, and so achieving even the OT levels for some Scientologists never happens, despite their best efforts to attain these confidential levels, which, by the way, when we speak about them, we are violating, a contract. I mean, I know that I signed that it was, you know, it's confidential. Scientology likes to promote that if you give up the details of what is contained in these confidential levels, that, you know, you'll give people cancer and they'll die. And it's at a cost of $100,000, right, Mike? Or is it $100,000?
Well, it depends which one you sign. There's various versions. But yeah, commonly it's $100,000 per breach. Like each time is
great.
Considered
I'm gonna
to
start,
be a separate
I'm gonna,
breach.
Okay, well, I'm going to start at OT1 and go to OT8. So all of them.
That's nine. That's 900,000. That will be.
I will owe
for today.
Yeah, just for today, because I've mentioned it before in other podcasts. So OSA operatives should be going through our podcast. Now, OT1, Mike, where did you get this? The phenomena of the OT levels, because that's not on the current bridge of Scientology, is it?
The early one had all of the EPs on it.
Yeah. OT1 extroverts a being and brings about an awareness of himself as a thetan, a spirit, in relation to others and the physical universe. This is interesting. Do you remember OT1? Where is that?
I don't remember it at all.
Mike, okay, where is OT1? Okay,
wasn't it mainly
what, the cherubs and things like?
No, that's incident one, Leah. So let me tell you, OT1 has been various things at various times.
Okay.
At some points, it was doing, like Vicky said, most of the time, OT1 and the handwritten one that was done by L. Ron Hubbard, and a lot of the original early OT materials of Scientology are written in L. Ron Hubbard's very distinctive handwriting.
Yeah, yeah. So what is it? And what is OT1?
The first version of OT1 was to go into a place where there are a lot of people and notice that there are a lot of people.
Right.
What?
Yes.
And then notice something about them, and then move to another location and notice some more people, and then have a cognition, which in Scientology terms is a realization.
That sounds like the Sunshine Rundown.
Well, it's very similar to that, and I'm not even sure if there's really any difference, but that is what OT1 has been traditionally.
So that's the first confidential level of Scientology, everybody.
Yes, very confidential.
That cost you about $10,000-$20,000, I'm sure.
Well, wait, Leah, I found the price list. New OT1, $2,800.
Okay.
That's the price for doing that course, going and sitting outside and observing some people.
Okay. And now we get to OT2.
OT2 is really where it starts now, getting very wacky.
OT2, everybody, is rehabilitation of intention, ability to project intention. Okay, Mike, what is OT2?
OT2 is what Hubbard called the dichotomies.
Okay.
And he wrote literally, and I am not exaggerating here, hundreds of pages of these little things that he called dichotomies. And I'm going to read you a few.
Please, go ahead.
That, like, to die is to live. To live is to die. To surrender is to victimize. To victimize is to surrender. Mm. Or love, love no. Hate, hate no. Be, be no. And what you are supposed to do is, these things are all supposedly commands that are in everybody's deep reactive mind.
Deep
reactive mind.
Yeah.
More than the Dianetics reactive mind, this is what he called the R6 bank.
What does that mean?
And it was, I have no idea. Well, routine R stands six for bank. Routine. Yeah, routine six bank. But what does that mean? No fucking clue, and I don't think Hubbard had any clue either.
Well, this has to do with the psychiatrist.
Why didn't you look it up in the tech dictionary?
Okay, so I think that basically this has to do with implants and the psychs and where you go to the implant station in between lives, and this gets implanted into you, and you're supposed to do this on the meter by yourself, right?
You sit there and you read this list and you note what reads on the meter as you're doing it.
Okay, how much does OT2 cost, Mike?
This one's a bargain. Only $5,000.
Okay. All right, now here's where we get into some major shit, everybody. OT3 is called the Wall of Fire. L. Ron Hubbard claims that he almost died discovering this for us so that he could then... Now he can deliver it. I mean, he claimed he had broken bones. I mean, he claimed that. Wow. That he almost died discovering this for all of us. Now, OT3 is called the Wall of Fire, and it is return a full self-determinism, freedom from overwhelm. All right, do we want to talk about what OT3 is?
Well, I think we need to go into a little bit of explanation because
sure.
Subsequent to this, everything is about this.
Okay, right. So this is the first thing you read, right? You want me to read this, Mike?
Okay, sure, go ahead.
Okay.
The one that's headed Data One, the head of the Galactic Federation.
Oh, yes, this is Data
handwritten.
One. Yep, this is handwritten. You can find this online, everybody. This is the real shit. This is what we've all done. So we can confirm that these are the actual OT levels. This is what you have up to this point spent about $50,000 to get to, and all most of your life getting there. Okay, so this is the Mike, please read this. I can't even read it without laughing, and I don't want to waste time.
The head of the Galactic Federation, 76 planets around larger stars visible from here, formed 95 million years ago, very space opera, solved overpopulation, 250 billion or so per planet, 178 billion on average, by mass implanting. He caused people to be brought to Tegeac, Earth, and put an H-bomb on the principal volcanoes, Incident 2. And then the Pacific Area ones were taken in boxes to Hawaii, and the Atlantic Area ones to Las Palmas, and they're packaged. His name was Xenu. Now, I'm not going to keep reading because it gets bizarre. But let me just give a brief explanation. What Please. This then subsequently means in the Hubbard world is that all of these Thetans who were blown up in volcanoes, and Thetans is the Scientology term for spirit, are now stuck to you or your body and your body, and that your body is composed or has affixed to it thousands, tens of thousands, uncounted Millions. Numbers yeah. of these disembodied spirits, and these disembodied spirits affect you and how you act and react and respond, and your aches and pains and everything about you that you don't want. Now, instead of coming from your reactive mind, now Hubbard claims comes from these disembodied Thetans called body Thetans, or BTs in Scientology.
Or clusters.
Yeah. Clusters is a whole bunch of BTs packaged together.
Right.
Bunched up together into one little package.
Mm-hmm. Group. Yeah.
And what you do in auditing OT3 is you find one of these little body Thetans. And you audit him through this incident that happened, and it's called Incident 2. And I'll explain why Incident 2, but it's called Incident 2, and you are supposed, all of these the little Thetans are supposed to have had this same experience of 75 million years ago being dropped in a volcano and had an H-bomb landed on their head. Mm-hmm. And then they were shown all these pictures and done what is called implanting and electronically controlling their thoughts, et cetera, et cetera. And you run these little Thetans through this incident too, and they suddenly grow big and strong and take off to live by themselves. This is a very simplistic version of this. Mm-hmm. But if they don't suddenly come to this realization that they can be big and strong and go off and live by themselves, you have to run them through what's called Incident 1.
Right.
And Incident 1, according to Hubbard, occurred 4 quadrillion years ago. Quadrillion. And that this is the beginning of the universe, the start of everything. And this one's like even more bizarre. It's got cherubs and chariots and horns and all this stuff supposedly associated with it. how, where they came from when this was the beginning of everything, I don't know, but you don't ask a whole lot of questions about these things.
Yeah.
You simply...
And then when you say, like, this is crazy, this is insane, they go, does it matter if it's insane? Does it read on the meter? Just run
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you're like, all right, maybe there's something better, OT8, maybe, you know, OT4, maybe 5, 6, maybe 8,
I think I
maybe
need
12.
To redo OT3.
Well, no shit. Go ahead.
Probably.
We all do, apparently. Look at us. We turned out to be SPs. Maybe what they say is true. You know, we got the technology was misapplied to us, or we had crashing misunderstoods. That's what they say. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just raised the really important point about all this in my mind, Leah, which is the E-meter.
Yeah.
In Scientology, the E-meter is God.
Yeah.
It is.
Just believe the meter. Yeah.
Just believe them. Don't believe yourself.
Yeah.
Don't believe what you think. Mm-hmm. Listen to the meter. The meter will tell you, and the meter will tell you you're right, you're wrong. And usually it'll tell you you're wrong.
Right.
In other words, if you doubted any of this, the meter will prove to you that it's actually true.
Right.
The way that it all gets interpreted in Scientology. And this is sort of, you know, people always ask us, well, what did you think when you read this?
Yeah.
And we've answered that question. Vicky, what did you think when you read it?
When I read it, I thought it was insane. I mean, I looked at it and I thought, how crazy is this? But I just said, okay, just get through it. It's you know, it probably is true, but who am I to doubt it?
Right. Yeah, there's an awful lot of peer pressure in Scientology. That,
yeah.
Like, my parents had done this way many, many, many years before I ever got to it. And they were like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is incredible. There were other people that I knew who were in the Sea Org who were big, like, successful executives in the Sea Org who had done it. And I'm like, well, maybe I'm just stupid. Maybe I'm the one that doesn't get this. Maybe I'm the one that's
totally.
Like, a little weird, and I certainly don't want to say anything because, you know, if I say something about this, then I'll be labeled a no case gain.
Exactly.
Like you, and that, they can't, yeah. Like
and
they
that
can't
means
you.
I'm a hopeless,
beyond
useless.
Help. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I could,
sorry, I wasn't labeled that then.
Okay. So now, what's next on OT3?
Well, wait, OT3, just to keep us going on here, this one's 8,400.
Okay. 8,
this is like a little more costly. We're
Got
getting
it.
Up there now.
Okay. 8,400. Got it.
Yeah, 8,400.
All right.
At flag.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is anywhere else.
All right.
So you keep doing this until supposedly you don't have any more body thetans stuck to you. That's
right.
What you're supposed to do.
Right. And you're basically talking to yourself.
Oh, George.
You know, in your, what, Mom?
I'm talking to someone.
Who? Who are you talking to?
Your husband.
Okay. You understand we're doing a podcast?
I know. Call George. Okay.
And she's whispering. please keep this in. Please keep this in. Please keep this in.
Okay, sorry.
Does my husband know that you're doing my podcast right now?
Well, he does now. I was just trying to, you know.
But you're on a microphone. You understand that.
It's going to be edited out.
No, we're keeping this in. Please don't. Please don't.
This is what keeps it entertaining,
kitty,
Vicky.
Kitty.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. What fun.
Yep.
Okay, so Leah, what happens
is a shining example of the OT levels. There you go.
Exactly. Total cause of a matter, energy, space, and
space
time.
Yep.
Pause.
Why don't you just tell Angelo in your mind to call George?
He didn't get it.
No, I got it.
That's
because he's not OT. That's right. That's right.
Ah,
okay.
There you go.
All right, so that'll cost you $8,400.
Right, and then you go to attest to that and write an amazing success story about how you're no longer overwhelmed. And thank you, Ron, for
this amazing gift,
for blazing the path through the wall of fire at great personal expense, and how incredible this is, blah, 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 blah. And then you go do another little thing, which was called the OT7 rundown or something at one point, and I don't think you even do it anymore. Now I think you're supposed... What you used to do was you go do this other little action called OT7 something, and then you would go back and do OT3X, meaning three expanded. And they would just tell you, oh, you didn't really get rid of all your body things. Go back and start again.
Right.
And then you'd pay for the privilege of doing it again.
Of course.
Until you now again finish it and say, I don't have any more body thetans, and your e-meter reads appropriately. So now you can move on to the next thing. But the next thing that actually is on the current OT bridge is called OT4.
Okay.
And that is called the OT drug rundown. And amazingly, what this is auditing away.
I like that one.
Auditing. Okay, good, Vicky. Is auditing away the effects of drugs on BTs.
On the spirits.
On the disembodied spirits.
So you're getting them off of drugs?
Well,
by talking
no,
to them? Where's OT4?
They're not really on drugs. They just have suffered the residual effects of drugs.
Well, OT4 says the end phenomena is certainty of self as a being.
Which is absolutely meaningless.
But and by the way, you don't get that. But go ahead.
I think I really need to do that one over, because I thought it had to do with me doing drugs.
Well it has both. It's both aspects of it.
Okay, good.
It is how that whatever. It whatever the whole thing is supposed to be dealing with the effects of drugs and how they are still affecting you. Which is very strange, because right at the bottom of the bridge is the purification rundown, which supposedly handles the effects of drugs. And then there is
also a
drug rundown.
Sorry. Did you guys hear that? Thank you, Valerie.
You're fucking welcome.
Oh, because she got me an iced tea. We're doing a podcast, so I hope you didn't hear me.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Valerie. You could just leave this stuff here. We're doing a podcast. Thanks so much. Thank
oh,
you,
I thought
Valerie.
I Thank thought you couldn't hear me.
Oh, guys. Oh, sorry.
I thought you couldn't hear me.
Sorry.
Shh.
Sorry. Thanks. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mikey. Sorry.
Okay, so at the bottom of the bridge,
you've
already done the purification rundown a few times that supposedly handles all these residual effects of drugs. And you've done the Scientology drug rundown, which supposedly handles all the residual effects
but
of
here,
drugs.
But here you're auditing, you know, the thetans. So you're not really auditing yourself here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how they get away with that one.
Right.
All right. And what does this cost?
This one costs $7,800 per 12.5-hour intensive. Because you don't order this solo.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone, an auditor, actually audits you.
Right, right.
Okay.
And you usually need minimum two intensives, which is
25 hours, which is
I didn't know, but
this is why you make the needle float quickly, because you don't want to get another intensive.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. Now we come to OT5. And OT5 is also priced at 12.5 hours, $7,800 at Flag. Mm-hmm. And for OT5, you know, I'm not sure exactly, but it's probably 50 to 100 hours of auditing required. Mm-hmm. So you know, you can work that out. 7,800 times 2, 15, 30,000 for 50 hours, 60,000 for 100 hours.
All right. What are we doing here, OT5?
Okay. Well, surprise, surprise. Now, the new breakthrough from L. Ron Hubbard in 1978 was there's more BTs.
Now, is that this, Mike?
What?
Now, is this, Mike, is this the Net for OTs rundown?
Yes.
Can you read a little bit of that?
Yes. This one, this was actually, just to give you a little bit of background about this, L. Ron Hubbard had a heart attack, and the senior case supervisor from FLAG, David Mayo, was brought to where he was living at the time, La Quinta in California near Palm Springs, to audit him on Scientology auditing to help him recover from his heart attack.
Okay. And by the way, nobody in Scientology knew that he had a heart attack. Go ahead.
Right. Well, that wasn't his first one either.
Mm-hmm.
In the course of auditing Hubbard, despite everything that it says about the role of an auditor and the person he is auditing in Scientology, and it's all like the auditor's in charge, you never listen to what the preclear or the person who's being audited says about what should or shouldn't be done. They don't really know.
The patient, the customer, never listen to what they say. Yeah.
No, never listen to them. It's always that's a big no-no in Scientology. Yeah. But anyway, while David Mayo was trying to audit Hubbard on this, Hubbard was telling him what he was supposed to do and inventing these new processes.
Mm-hmm.
And he called this now New Era Dianetics for OTs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very fancy name for do more BT auditing. Get rid of more BTs.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, this time he says that by doing the NED for OTs rundown or OT5, the end phenomena of this is not freedom from overwhelm as it was at OT3. Now it's become cause over life.
Mm-hmm.
You are now complete cause over life.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, miracle of miracles, we had a whole new breakthrough on how you deal with BTs and clusters. You don't have to go through the painful process of running them through incident 2 and being blown up in volcanoes or H-bombs or, you know, 36 days of motion pictures of trains and God and devil and worship, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You can simply ask two questions.
Yes. What are they?
What are you and who are you?
Okay. Ready? Let's run through this, Mike, so people really get it. So Mom, they really like this. They really like, because it's really hard to understand. It's really hard to fucking understand.
Okay.
Well, I will run through it by myself because you do it with yourself.
No, like, but you know it's audited.
Yeah, but okay, so pretend that we don't actually talk. This is all done telepathically. It's done with your mind.
We do talk. The auditor says locate the BT or cluster.
And then I go,
okay. And so I look to my left, I look to my right, I go, oh. And they go, huh, did you locate a BT or cluster? Uh-huh. Okay, well, where is it? Okay, it's in my eye. It's behind my eye. Okay, locate it. Uh-huh. That, yep, there, yep. Hmm. Good. All right. Now, Mike, you ask me. Go ahead. Ask the questions.
Okay, so ask that BT, what are you?
Okay.
That was such a fun thing to do.
Hang on. So then... I look and I go, well, no, I actually did it. I'm not going to say I didn't do it. Okay. So then I go, I kind of look up to my left where I think it is. And I go in my brain, I go, what are you? And then I just give the answer. Sorry. I just took a bite of food.
You give a bunch of answers.
I can't believe you're eating in the middle of a podcast.
I have my period.
What is going on?
I have my period.
Me too.
Oh, Mom.
kidding.
Do you like how I say, ew, mom, like when I just said it? It's like, okay. So then I say, well, I give the answer of what I think.
Answers.
No, I give the answer to what I think the answer was, right?
Right.
So, oh, then you go another if that doesn't
work. An eyeball, or cataracts, or a brain tumor. And the auditor is writing down those answers, and they find the one with the biggest read. And then what happens, Mike?
Then you are supposed to say, you know, thank you for that answer, and you are a whatever that thing is that you came up with that had the biggest reaction on the e-meter.
Yeah. So then you tell the BT, I'd like to indicate you are brain cancer, right?
Right.
Then the meter's supposed to do something. Then blow you're up. Supposed to say to me, now then ask it.
Who are you?
Then I say to it, I go in my brain, who are you? And the person says, Joe, Mary, bleh, whatever. Ultimately, they're supposed to say me. And you know, they're just supposed to say, I am me, right?
Right.
And so you eventually get to that answer. And then you say, look at the auditor and you say, they said they are who they are. They're me. They said me. And then the auditor says, tell the BT, me is the correct answer. And then you tell it that. You go, me is the correct answer. And then certain phenomena is supposed to happen on the meter. And then it's supposed to just blow off. It's supposed to leave your body. So then you believe that your brain cancer, your body thetan that was being brain cancer or bad eyesight or lung cancer or whatever it is, has blown and is now being reborn into a new body. They are no longer in your body. And then you go on to the next one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Perfect description.
Oh, good. All right. Now.
And?
Yeah. How much is that?
Oh.
What?
This one's, let me just consult my handy pocket calculator.
Oh, wait. You said it's the same. $7,800.
Yeah. $7,800 for 12 and a half hours.
Okay. And it's usually 3 or 4 intensives.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah. At least. Yeah.
At least. Uh-huh. And I just want to read one other thing out of here that talks about what you are addressing is BT's clusters who are being broken legs, misformed arms, cancer, damaged brains, or other non-optimum body parts or conditions.
This says this in, just so you know, in the confidential typewritten instructions from L. Ron Hubbard.
Right.
And this answers why OTs are not running to the doctor.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because their first thought and the first thought of everybody around them involved in Scientology is to get them in session and find the BTs or clusters that are causing this condition to exist.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes on and on and on, usually until the person is so far gone that there isn't anything left that can be done for them medically. And that's why so many of them expire from cancer that otherwise is perfectly curable in this day and age. I mean, you just don't see people dying from breast cancer at the rate today that it was 30 years ago. It's a pretty much curable thing, but Scientologists managed to expire from breast cancer. And
well, we don't know. People die from breast cancer every day despite their best efforts, you know.
Of course, that's true. But I'm just talking on in the big picture and the overall aggregate. The number of Scientologists who do not seek appropriate medical care and therefore leave their conditions undiagnosed and untreated to the point where they end up dying as a result
yeah.
is way, way, way higher than the average incidence of the population.
Yeah. Now, why isn't this a problem for the FDA?
Because it's all put in the context of this is a religious practice, a religious belief.
Mm-hmm.
This is the sacrament of Scientology. So
sure, if it was faith, yeah. But if it didn't, if it was a faith-based religion, sure. But it's a business for profit.
Understood.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's why they steer clear of it and don't do anything about it.
They also don't have access to this information because it's confidential.
Yeah, although it's all on the internet now.
But hang on, Mike. They don't actually know what they're reading when they see
this. That is more to the point. They don't understand what it is they're reading.
Right.
They could read this stuff and go, oh, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, because they're like, the way it's even formatted, right? HCO Communications Office, St. Hill Matter Issue 1, Limited District. You know, nobody knows what the fuck advanced courses, specialists, check sheet, ACS auditors, ACSC. Nobody knows what the fuck they're reading.
Right. And
the
heading,
But then the heading, the heading is Ned for OT, Series 1, Confidential, Ned for OT's RD, Theory of. The first sentence, Mike, says, as has been announced, there's a special handling for OTs. Like, we're already out. What the fuck is an OT? Who have been run on Dianetics since CLEAR. It's called Ned for OTs. The RD is a prerequisite for OT 8. Its EP is calls over life. And then it talks about BTs are monitored by the think of the PC, and a person sees the pictures of a BT or cluster. Nobody knows what the fuck this is.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But it's very clear to Scientologists, and they certainly understand.
If anybody in our government would like to get an education on what the fuck this does say, you can contact Mike. You can contact us. We'd be happy to explain it to you why this is a business for profit and why the FDA should have a problem with Scientology selling
treating
this.
Illness.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Or not actually treating it, promising to treat it and failing to do so.
Right. And they should have the same repercussions as any business, right? People should be able to get a refund.
Yep. Okay. Another point about this, which mm-hmm. I find fascinating, is Scientology still sells OT3 and still makes all those poor suckers go through the painful process of individually auditing each BT and cluster through Incident 2. Why? Hubbard came up with a new development in 1978 and said, it's much easier. All you have to do is ask them, what are you and who are you?
Because they would lose that money, Mike. I mean, are you that dumb? Do I need to accept?
Okay, pass. You passed that test. Good job.
Okay. Woo.
Woo. Okay. Then we get to now OT6. And OT6 is a cool $13,600.
And that's a course.
And guess what?
Yep.
It teaches you how to audit more BTs.
Yep. Even though you already know.
Even though you already know.
Uh-huh.
This now moves into the next band, which is called Solo Ned for OTs. So this now instead of having an auditor audit you on your Ned for OTs, asking you to ask your BT, what are you, and ask your BT, who are you, mm-hmm. you just get to do it direct.
Yeah. Now, Mike, do you want to set up what OTs? This is, I don't even have the fucking energy to set up OT7. I don't even have the energy.
Okay. Well, OT7 requires you to go to FLAG in Clearwater, the FLAG Service Organization in Clearwater, Florida. It is the only place where you can do this course, OT6, and then move on to OT7. You go to flag, and the first thing that happens is you get a sec check called an eligibility check. And for that, you pay $7,800 for 12 and a half hours. Mm-hmm. And usually that eligibility check takes you two of those intensives. Mm-hmm. So you're paying $15,000 for them to verify that you're actually eligible to pay them $13,600 to go onto OT6. Mm-hmm. And then study some of these things that we were just reading. Learn how to do this knots auditing solo, and then start on OT7.
And this is probably an 8-week course, Mom, would you mm-hmm. say?
But I'm a fast student, so I actually did it quicker, but yes.
Okay, so a 6 to 8 week course. And by the way, we're not telling people, Mike, is Scientology doesn't allow you to stay in a hotel. You have to stay in their hotel, so that costs you money. They don't really want you eating off, you know, the base. They want that money too, so you have to pay for that.
Yep.
And you have to have a job that allows you to be doing Scientology for 6 to 8 weeks. So right. You usually right. have a Scientology job.
And right. and you also have to run the gauntlet every day of all the people trying to get money out of you for other shit.
Right.
Which
that's
is
that's a given in Scientology.
Yeah, now, but this is a huge thing when you are having to stay in the building. And they can come and knock on your door at 10 o'clock at night, or mm-hmm. you can't escape. You're mm-hmm. always there. Mm-hmm. It's like shooting fish in a barrel for these fundraisers at Flag.
So then you finally get through all this shit. You get onto OT7.
Yep.
You want to break the news to them, Mike?
You have to audit 6 sessions every single day.
6 sessions. You have to take yourself in 6 sessions every day. Now, you have a briefcase with your confidential materials in it that only you have the code for, and it has to be attached to your body at all times. So when you go to the bathroom and you have your materials with you, they are attached to your body. Mom, how did you travel with it? Did you have to bring it on the plane attached to your body?
Yes. Right, Mike?
Yes.
How do you get through security? How do you explain that to security?
Yeah, but there wasn't really tight security at that point.
Mom, you go through a metal detector. There wasn't really security. They don't let you take a fucking closed briefcase. No, they didn't.
Yes, they do.
There were times where they would be asked to open it, I remember. And you would just open it and they would see that it was papers and that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. But I never had to do that. I know of people who had to.
Mm-hmm.
But really.
Yes, and typically when that happened to you, if you were forced to open your briefcase and someone glanced at the fact that there was paper in there, that was an indicator that you were PTS.
That you were a problem. That you
a
were
problem. Yeah. So therefore, you had to pay to have a PTS rundown to get to the source of why you had pulled in such a terrible thing.
Then you have to prove to them that you have a flag approved safe in your home, that you have a soundproof area, secure area in your home to audit yourself 6 times a day.
Right.
And how long were you on this level, Mom?
Well, for the first part, I was on it, I believe, 7 years, which then extended to 14 years.
Oh, my fucking God. Uh-huh. 14 years. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, another thing that comes along with OT7 is that you have to pay a fee to have your folder CS'd, meaning someone review what you're doing to make sure that you're doing it right. Mm-hmm. And every 6 months, you have to travel to Flag in Clearwater and pay for a sec check to make sure that you're behaving yourself.
Yeah. And you require to go to Flag every 6 months, no matter
what. Right.
Every 6 months for this at your expense again. Now, just let me tell you what life was like having a mother on OT7. Like, she would be come over for a party, let's say Sophia's birthday party, and she'd go, I have to go. I have to take myself in session. Okay.
Right.
I can't drink. I have to take myself in session. Oh, I can't go on vacation. I have to take myself in session. Like having somebody and then gone every 6 months, sometimes those landed on important holidays, important days in our life. Like having somebody on OT7, a family member, is like the worst. Mom, what are you auditing? Like, what's in the paper, by the way? Let's talk about what OT7 is.
Well, it's more BTs than clusters, which we were supposed to have gotten rid of. So actually, when you're going on, tell me if I'm wrong, Mike, but when you went when you go on to OT7, you have this idea you're actually done, right? Running BTs and clusters, only to find out you have more. Which was very, what's the word, disillusionary? Hello?
Mike?
Disillusioning.
Yeah, disillusioning.
Did you do OT7,
yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But am I right about that?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. But then the next part of it is you start, and on OT7, there is this thing that you start getting an auditing BTs that are not actually attached to your body, but maybe in the vicinity.
They're yeah, just I ran a lot of those
wandering around yeah. somewhere nearby. Or
I ran
you
those,
start
Mom,
auditing.
I had BTs that didn't like you.
Get out!
Yes.
Who are they?
Well, I got them out, I was like, maybe that's why I don't get along with my mom. Maybe there's a BT that doesn't.
They were what's called black BTs. I'm serious. There is a thing in the H2Bs called a black BT, and a black BT is like a suppressive person.
Yeah, evil.
Evil. An evil BT is a black BT, as opposed to a white BT, which is not whatever.
That's fucked up.
Anyway, so you also start auditing remote BTs and clusters, mm-hmm. like away from you.
Yeah, yeah.
And this then leads Scientologists to believe that they are impacting things all over the planet. And I am dead serious that at the time of events like the fall of the Berlin Wall, there were Scientologists who believed that they had caused that to happen because
they were handling BTs.
The BTs and clusters over there in Germany and Russia, because this was an area of great turmoil and tension and blah, 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 mm-hmm. and that by handling those, they had caused, you know,
turmoil,
rationality to reign and sense to be restored and all good things to happen.
That makes sense.
And realized that that's why people, like you've heard this thing before, right? That,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we caused the Berlin Wall to come down, or we saved the blah, blah, or the hurricane didn't hit because of blah, blah.
Yes. Well,
this is these people believing that they are telepathically influencing events on the other side of the world or across the street or, somewhere else.
Makes sense. Right. So you get through OT7, Mom, finally.
But can I just go ahead? Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to bring up another point, just doing OT7, not the auditing part, but what about being in the courtroom where you had to learn verbatim 150 items, and if you got one wrong, one word and wrong, you had to start from the beginning and do it all over again. Is that another episode?
No, it's not another episode, but it is, I mean, the insanity of this stuff is hard to explain.
Yeah.
like it, like things that we took for granted or things that we just accepted, and you look at them now and you go, oh my God.
Well, really? Exactly what she's saying, like, you're literally training to audit this level, right? So that you can talk, you know, take care of body thetans and clusters on the other side of the country. Like, it's insane. Like, you're talking to yourself. You're talking to entities that are not there. You know, right. It's insane, right? And you're doing this course, like she's saying, you know, you're away from your home. You're paying for a room and board. You're sacrificing, you know, your daughter's first steps or your son's first birthday because you think, you know, I'm handling mankind, you know? And you're doing this course for something that is just a colossal waste of time, and that you have to be on it for 4 or 5 years minimum. And what it requires of a parishioner to do financially, time-wise, like their whole lives are disrupted over this. Then they finally get through it. You know, my mom's case, my stepfather's case, you know, 10, 15 years later, only to go, okay, so I don't have any more BTs and clusters. Great. Then you go to OT8. What happens there, Mom?
Horror. It's a horror show.
Okay, and then you got to go to the ship.
And you're really excited.
So you can only do this
right,
at the ship, everybody.
You have to go to the ship.
Uh-huh.
So you go to the ship and you're kind of excited about going to the ship because, you know, you're going to sit on the beach, which I never did. That's all I kept thinking about.
No, but you're also excited, Mom. You're getting like the keys to the universe, right?
Right. Like I was very excited. Oh my God. Where was it, Mike, at the time? The island was very colorful, all the little buildings.
Yeah, that was Curacao. But the Free Winds is the name of the ship, and it is in the Caribbean. In fact, at this point, for the last year, it has been tied up, or more than a year, tied up to a dock in Aruba, which is one of the Dutch Antilles, the Netherlands Antilles, islands near Curacao.
Right. Okay. So I get onto the Free Winds, and the first thing that happens is your passport is taken. Why? I don't know. I guess for safety reasons.
Well, they say for safety reasons.
I know. I'm being facetious. Okay. So, okay. So then I think I actually had a reg cycle first to give some money.
Nobody knows what that is.
Okay. Yeah. So Mike was talking about earlier how they're always asking for money for other things.
For other front groups of psychology.
Right. Uh-huh. So that was actually my first thing that I had to do.
So give more money.
To give more money, which okay. I didn't have. Okay. So before you leave to go on to OT8, you have to get security checked, asking more questions to make sure that you haven't been doing anything wrong, mm-hmm. so that when you go to OT8, you're totally cool, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just finished that.
Right. So
and then you get on the ship, and they're like, another interrogation, get on the meter.
One. I immediately just went down the tubes.
By the way, is this free, these security checks, these interrogations?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. So, go ahead.
Okay, so, I was like, whoa. I mean, I was like really heartbroken over it. It was like, this can't be happening. What else could there be to audit? What else can I say that I did? Mm-hmm. All right. So this particular questioning was brutal. I don't remember exactly all the questions, but it was brutal. And I think that almost took a week to finish. Uh-huh. And even going to the examiner, can I say examiner? Like after each session, you go to make sure that everything was okay in that session. Uh-huh. So I go on to OTA. Well, first you have to go on a little course to do. You do this course. Uh-huh. And Mike, I really don't remember anything about the course.
Yeah,
it wasn't very long.
It supposedly teaches you how to audit OT8 as a solo auditor. Again, this is another solo level.
Right.
But the good thing about this one, it's not BTs and clusters.
Well, hang on.
Oh my God.
And also the good news, Mike, is that you're on a ship now. You're on a Scientology ship. So you don't have to pay for a room at Flag. You now have to pay for a room on a ship.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So,
by the way, when I found out they don't serve alcohol on any Scientology ship, I was like, oh, hell no, no, no.
Well, that's why we used to go to bars afterwards.
Well, and you got in trouble for that. Now,
of course
so,
I did.
So you're on OT8. So you finally get on OT8.
So I'm on OT8 and I forget what I'm auditing, but it was, what are you handling again? Oh, you have to now find out what you ran on Dianetics, right? Was incorrect.
That Dianetics, the first thing you've ever done in Scientology?
Yes.
So now you're going
basically
back.
Basically everything you ran on Dianetics.
That they forced you to run. That
right.
You, that and, they and, said and, you had.
Right. And past life stuff that you may have run is incorrect. So I said, well, what am I going to run here? Because I didn't really run a lot of past life stuff. I'm going to have to do Dianetics again. Well, that wasn't necessary. I actually think at that point, I actually did have to go back to Flag and audit some more Dianetics.
So that you can run OT8?
That I can.
It's insane. This is insane.
So I had to do really OT8 twice. I didn't finish OT8 the first time, but I went, well, how can I run OT8 if I haven't really run past life incidents? Not enough anyway.
Which they're saying you've made up now.
Right.
So what's
false.
The point?
Everything was false. I have to go run some more false Dianetics.
So everybody who's getting into Scientology right now thinking it's amazing because I believe in past life shit. And you're that type motherfucker who believes in past lives and granola and not shaving. And like Scientology might seem like the thing for you where you're going to have magical powers and all of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Is wrong.
Is wrong because Scientology is going to tell you at the end of your Scientology career, which is going to take all of your money, all of your time, your life. They're going to tell you, yeah, all that was bullshit. You were never... you know, King Henry, by the way, just so you know, you were never Joan of Arc. Yeah, that never. Okay, you made all that shit up, even though they tell you, don't be embarrassed. Everybody has past lives. You've lived thousands of lives. You're going to live many more, you know, millions of lives. You know, it's going to go on forever. And not only that, you're going to remember this time. This is what Scientology is selling. Only to tell you at the end,
you're wrong.
Yeah. Not you're wrong.
Right.
They told you. You were those things.
Right.
And you were like, all right, maybe I could see it kind of Joan of Arc. Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Right. So we
well,
have to go back.
Let's not forget that the stated ability gained.
Oh, yeah. Let's
OT8
talk about it. Is what, Mike?
Handles the primary reason for amnesia on the whole track.
Which
now, the whole
what?
Track in Scientology is all your past lives, your whole entire existence.
Yeah.
So this supposedly handles the reason for amnesia.
Right. Because, you know, we all forgot, right, what we were, right? In Scientology and Dianetics, when you first get into Scientology and Dianetics, you know, they tell you, like, don't worry. Don't be embarrassed that you don't remember. That's why you're here. You're going to recall everything. You're going to restore your powers. You're going to be able to move shit with your mind. You're going to be able to go into your next life remembering your prior life. You won't, you know, like, you know, this is what people are believing. This is what we all believed, wanted to believe.
Right. Correct. And the thing that is pitched about OT8 is exactly this. That it handles the reason for amnesia on the whole track, meaning you are going to be able to recall your entire history.
Existence, yes.
Your entire existence. And with that comes this incredible knowledge base and information, just like L. Ron Hubbard had, where he could recall how computers ran planets 75 billion years ago and now use that information and knowledge to develop computer programs today.
Mm-hmm.
And this stuff is what is sold. And this is how OT8 is pitched to get people to go do it. And the number of people who have gone, all the way and sunk so much time and money into moving their way up the Scientology bridge, mm-hmm. only to get to the pinnacle and be told this, mm-hmm. and then turn around and go, okay, I'm done, mm-hmm. is astonishing.
Yeah.
The attrition rate of OT8s is the highest of any level in Scientology. Mm-hmm. It should be the lowest. There should be no attrition. Once someone has reached that point, they should be as dedicated and loyal as Scientologists as you can possibly be. And the truth of the matter is, I would say the majority of people who have done OT8 have turned around and gone, what the fuck?
Okay, and
the ones that remain because of familial connections.
Yes.
Because if they turn around and say, what the fuck, they're going to lose their children, their wives, their job, whatever. What did you think, Vic?
About what?
OT8.
Oh, my God. I thought, I thought it was a farce. I said, this is a total farce. But, of course, I had to pretend that it was the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me just to get the hell out of there.
Right.
So, and I did get out of there by lying, basically.
So, Mom, when you left, you were like, this is it.
My God. This is it. I'm so happy to be out of there. I don't know what we did after. Oh, afterwards, I was trying to get you through it, which was, how could I do such a thing to you?
Yeah, like, why did you just not come off and just go, you know, everybody, stop. Don't, like, everybody in the family.
I guess in my mind, I thought maybe I missed out. Maybe mm-hmm. I didn't really get what I should get.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe I had these gross misunderstandings and, mm-hmm. you know, I missed the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I missed the boat, but
yeah,
I guess that's what was going through my head.
But was there, did you ever really have that, like, realization of, like, wow, like, I just spent my whole life in this thing.
Just spent my whole life mm-hmm. thinking that OT8 was something that it was not.
Right. And Scientology ultimately wasn't what
totally
what you thought totally. It was going to be.
Right.
And that is, I think, your point, Mike, is that everybody who gets there finally, like after being on OT7 for 10, 15, 20 years, spending their whole lives doing this only to get to OT8, and this is the answer?
Oh, I want to say something.
Yeah.
What you were saying before, Mike, is a lot of people left the church, or they didn't because of family. But how many finished and went, this is the best thing that ever happened to me? And join staff. They actually expected me to go back on staff.
Yeah.
Right.
That would be the last thing I did.
Right. Right. It's insane. Yeah. And I hope that, you know, people understand, like, that stuff that you put on your website, Mike. It'll be everything that we talked about today will be on Mike's blog as well as the Fair Game podcast.
Yep.
You know that these are the real documents. We're confirming to you that these are the OT levels.
Yes.
And, you know, if anybody has any questions, contact us. But, Mike, did we go over what OT8 costs?
I don't know what that costs. Vicky, how much did
you pay for that shit? I think it was $1,800. It wasn't actually a lot of money.
Well, it is a lot of money collectively. I mean, at this point, you had already.
$1,800 is a lot to be on course, you know, a half an hour to get the course. And then.
Yeah, but also you're paying for accommodations. You're paying for your plane tickets.
Accommodations are spendy. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all in, it's pretty expensive. I mean, what are we at, Mike, price-wise here on just OT1 to OT8?
Probably, I haven't added it up, but I can do that. I will do that. I'll put it on the thing. I'll go through what we've covered and I'll make the total. But I would say it's in the realm of $100,000 to $150,000.
Totally.
And you've probably spent $200,000 to get to clear. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're in the serious hundreds of thousands of dollars to make it to the top of the Scientology.
And that's just the
bridge.
Basic. We're not even counting books. We're not counting the training side. That's also.
Oh, my God.
Or money to the IAS.
Yeah.
Or
front groups.
Any of that stuff.
Yeah.
One last thing I wanted to say, Leah. The original thing that was in the states attained for OT-8 was Hubbard's statement, and this is what you were going to achieve at the top of the bridge of Scientology. And this is still what people believe they are achieving in Scientology.
Okay.
The ability to be at cause knowingly and at will over thought, life, form, matter, energy, space, and time, subjective and objective.
What does that mean, Mom? What did you think that meant?
Well, no, I understood what it meant.
What does it mean?
However,
what did you think it to mean is what I'm saying. What did you think abilities you would have?
Okay, being basically cause over everything on this universe.
So you thought you could
move
a car with your mind.
But what I was going to say is, like, when I was reading those things, I said, but I pretty much do that anyway. I can drive a car. I can move a piece of furniture. I can have a thought and look at that thought, you know, and go, oh, that was messed up thought, or it was a good thought. It's like I was able to decipher these things. So it's almost like I could do those things anyway.
Right.
But does that make sense?
Yeah, but what did you think? So, because most people's answer are, I thought I'd be able to recall all of my past lives.
Oh, yeah, that was like the main purpose.
So that's what I'm asking you.
Oh, okay,
what
I
you
didn't
thought.
Realize that was the.
I mean,
question.
I keep saying it. You keep stopping me.
Well, yes, I actually thought I would be able to recall everything in the past, and when I die and come back, that I will know that I'm back.
Like, you'll be able to say, like, hey, you know, I'm a man now. My name's Peter, but I was Vicky.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be able to, like, go to your daughter, like, your granddaughter's, like, whatever, and be like, hey, Sophie, I used to be your grandmother.
Exactly right.
Right.
That was, and I think that's what everyone's goal is.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people, you know, of like, we all have this, you know, fear of dying. A lot of us do, right?
Right.
Which
is normal.
You know, what's going to happen to me? You know, right. Well, that's it, kid. You know what I mean? You lived a good life, right? Hopefully. And so, you know, you have this hope of, like, you know, of coming back. And I think that's a big one for most people. And when you find out that, and when you
the
find
promise,
out, yeah.
The promise of eternal life is a pretty compelling thing to be selling.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that is what Scientology sells.
Exactly right.
The promise of eternal life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No delivery, but a lot of promise.
Well, listen, exactly. I don't have a problem with faith. You know, people having faith in going to heaven or going to a better place or whatever it is you believe. But, you know, Scientology is very different in that it takes your everyday dedicated person who's expected 2.5 hours a day minimum to be there, to give up their family, to give up their friends, to disconnect from the world, not get an education, not enjoy their lives, to achieve this for money, for a lot of money. And so I hope that, Mike, if we, Mom, saved one person who listens to this, who's on the fringe, who's thinking, I want to dabble in Scientology, and says, oh, fuck that. I've heard from OTs. You know, we're all OT here, you know, the three of us, and we're confirming that these are, in fact, the OT levels.
Yep.
So, Mom, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate
having me.
Your insight. And, Mike, thank you. For all of this amazing Scientology, the stuff that you got is great because, like I said before, not everybody knows what they're looking for. And if they find it, they don't exactly know what they're looking at. So we have the price list here. We have the confidential levels here. And they're also online. Maybe we should put all the OT levels up, Mike, from OT 1 to 8. You have those, right?
I thought they were already up
there. But... yeah, I will make sure that everybody has easy access to find everything that they might be looking for.
Great. All right, you guys. Well, thank you for listening. I hope we didn't lose you on this one because it was a lot of insider talk. Thank you for listening, you guys. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Vic.